USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a central witness in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, was fired and escorted out of the White House on Friday. That's according to his attorney. President Trump, talking to reporters outside the White House, claims that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi broke the law by ripping up his State of the Union address.
Well, it was a terrible, so disrespectful to our country, and actually very illegal.
More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The Labor Department reports hiring increased by 225,000 jobs at the beginning of the year, with the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Analysts point out the economy was not impacted by China's outbreak of the coronavirus or threats of a trade war. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 225,000 in January, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. Notable job gains occurred in construction, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
The economists point out there are more than 7 million jobs that are yet to be filled. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A new study out from the American Academy of Pediatrics says too much screen time for toddlers can directly impact their cognitive and physical development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning to sports news, a public memorial is set for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A public memorial for Los Angeles Laker icon Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna and seven other people killed in a helicopter crash in January will be held later this month. The memorial will be held at the Staples Center in L.A. on February 24th, according to the Los Angeles Times. For weeks, people have been gathered outside of the stadium and the site in Calabasas, where the plane crashed, killing Bryant, his daughter, Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Ara Zobayan on January 26th. The Lakers held a tribute for Bryant and the other victims during their game against the Portland Trail Blazers last Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said last week that the city was preparing for a memorial that will serve as a reminder of how much unity they have.
Former Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch isn't dismissing the idea that Houston's 2017 World Series championship has been tainted by the sign-stealing scandal that cost him his job. He tells MLB Network,
I hope over time it's proven that it wasn't, but I understand the question. We did it to ourselves. We're going to have to live and move forward and be better, better in the sport.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.